Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Amber Athey, of course, is here with us since it's a Wednesday. Amber, good to have you today.
It's great to be here.
And look who else is here. He is International Man of Mystery. He's got a license to kill. He is the one. He is the only Thomas. Cal Thomas. Cal, thank you for being here.
First time I've ever been introed with that kind of music, Larry and Amber.
Well, I heard you saw the new Bond movie. I'm very jealous. I had a very big football weekend. We had the Reds, the Washington football team.
Sorry about that.
I'm worse than John Gruden. And we had Navy football, and it was just impossible to get to the movies. So is it worth it? What do you think of this new James Bond film?
Well, the popcorn and the small root beer cost me $14.11, and I was in a bad mood from there on.
Okay, boomer. Look,
yeah, I didn't like it, I got to tell you. First of all, it's too long. The car chase scenes are pretty good. The women who are dressed in gowns and heels manage to shoot submachine guns and kill everybody that they shoot at without getting wounded themselves. There is no plot. I didn't get the plot. I turned to my wife. I said, "Do you understand the plot?" I said, "No." And I you know, the Aston Martin's there, some of the other Bond things, but I just thought it was the worst of the worst. Right. There's still nobody better than Sean Connery. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Such a boomer thing to say. First, I have a theory here. I think whoever your first Bond is your favorite Bond. Like, I still think Roger Moore is the quintessential Bond because I'm Gen X. And Amber, I'm guessing you like Pierce Brosnan as your, Daniel Craig your Bond?
Well, I like Pierce, but those movies were a little too silly. And not in like the fun.
So the Bond's supposed to be
but
silly.
But not in the fun James Bondy way. They were a little too like modern campy.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like Roger Moore.
Yeah. Daniel Craig doesn't wear a Speedo in this one either, which is going to disappoint a lot of women. I mean, it's kind of the male version of Ursula Andress coming out of the water, you know, in that other one. But the series is done. I mean, you can go back on videos and see the other ones. I didn't like it, and I didn't think it was worth it. $22 for two tickets plus a booking fee. How do you charge a booking fee when you're booking online? I don't get that. Just it's sort of like the government. More ways to take money out of your pocket.
You did all the booking. That's true. I got to say, though, let's just review for a moment here, Cal Thomas. You just described the latest Bond film as being thin on plot, great car chases, Aston Martin, and hot women in gowns shooting submachine guns. You could have described every single Bond movie right there.
Well, I don't know I don't think the heels were as high as some of the other ones.
Fair enough.
They were kitten heels, not stilettos.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They said of Ginger Rogers, you know, she did everything Fred Astaire did, only backwards and in heels. But at least she didn't have guns.
Listen, Cal, your latest column in the Washington Times, I think, makes some really important points. I keep hearing this from a lot of observers as we see all of these horrific things happening in our country, the supply chain problems, airlines aren't functioning, unemployment. We had over 4 million people quit their jobs in August. You see the border crisis. And a lot of people are looking at all this and saying, is this on purpose? Is this actually deliberate?
Yeah. I think it's a triumph of ideology over outcome. There's so many in this administration, beginning with the president, who so hated Donald Trump. The fact that his policies were actually working at the border with the economy, immigration, the vaccine, everything seemed to be going well. But they hated his personality, and more importantly, they hated the fact that his policies were working. This is death to Democrats. Now we have nothing but ideology. None of these things are working. We have no border. It's not even an open border. There is no border. Hundreds of thousands are pouring into this country. Some of them with COVID. Some of them are criminals, rapists, terrorists. We don't know who's there. The economy, the inflation is terrible. $5 gasoline in California. I was just there. I couldn't believe it at the pump. Now $5 in New York. Eggs are going up. Milk is going up. People are seeing this. They're feeling it in their everyday lives. It's not just what's happening in Washington. It's what's happening in their grocery stores and when they fill up their gas tanks. and this is why Biden's numbers are tanking.
It really does raise the question of, if you were actively trying to destroy the United States, like, what would you do differently from Joe Biden? And now the Democrats are further incentivizing this flood of illegal immigration. They wanted to include it in the reconciliation bill. That was shot down by the Senate parliamentarian. But now they have a new plan, Cal. What is their latest plan to give amnesty to all of these illegal immigrants in the country?
Yeah, I think they see these as future Democrat voters. We've talked about this before. I mean, if you're going to give amnesty to anybody who can cross our border illegally, then you don't really have a country anymore. Let me just quickly read you the law on this, which is being broken. It is, for those who want to look it up, 8 U.S. Code 1325, quote, any alien who enters or attempts to enter the United States at any time or place other than as designated by immigration officers, or eludes examination or inspection by immigration officers, or attempts to enter or obtains entry to the U.S. by willfully false or misleading representation or the willful concealment of a material fact, shall, for the first commission of any such offense, be fined under Title 18 or imprisoned for not more than 6 months or both, and for subsequent commissions of any such offense, be fined under Title 18 or imprisoned for not more than 2 years or both.
Wow.
Now, that's the law. The president, the attorney general, took an oath to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States. They are breaking their oaths.
Cal Thomas, we got to leave it there, but it's always good to hear from you. I leave you with this, a Jerry Seinfeld joke about James Bond. He says, listen, you got a license to kill. You drive the greatest cars on the planet. You have an unlimited budget. You can travel anywhere. You can seemingly bed any woman, the most beautiful women on the planet. How about a smile? How about just
taking
a
good point. Yeah,
he never smiles.
Yeah, I have all of those things, and I smile, too.
That's why we love you, Cal. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.